community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've got the Brentwood Gazette in the studio with us. Hi, boys and girls.
Hello.
I expected a rapture. So, hey, how are we doing? Oh, well, instead of that, it was, I'm okay, I suppose. Yeah, I'll get over it. So we've got Rachel, Matt and Oliver in the studio this afternoon. Now, this is a little bit different, this interview, this conversation this week, isn't it? We're talking about things that are going to come out.
Yeah, we've written them all. They're on their way, but they won't be printed yet.
Yeah, so this is a bit of an insight, really.
Yeah, it's preview.
Oh, this is good. I'm getting excited already. Look at this. Right, well, the first thing you wanted to talk about is you've hit me with the title, Bodger and Badger.
Yeah, after the children's TV show, but... basically, a badger is stopping a road from being repaired. So
really? Protesting? Yeah. Has it got a big placard up saying stop this road?
Yeah, well, I think that's what he wants to do. No, there's a suspected badger in a set under or by a road, and the county council won't repair it because they don't want to hurt the badger. And this road has been getting worse and worse over the few weeks and months. And a councillor's Brentwood councillor is pretty upset they're not getting anything done about it.
Really? So describe the scene to me. Is it at the side of the road that the badger's set, or
it's causing subsidence underneath the edge of
it. Oh, I see what you mean. So the badgers have actually dug underneath the road, but surely that's health and safety. They should repair the road because somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could collapse, as some people have said, so it's probably sooner rather than later that it gets done.
Can they not just move the badgers out and put them into a new set, or am I being stupid now?
Apparently it's mating season or along those lines, and wow, shouldn't disturb
wow,
them.
Wow. No, I know the feeling.
There is debate as to whether there's actually any badgers living there at the moment or not, but it'll wait.
I saw a report on TV last night saying that they're culling badgers in one part of the country because the badgers were giving cats TB, and then the cats were giving TB to their owners.
Yeah, that's bovine TB, which is a problem with cows. But yeah, they're killing them in one part of the country. In another part of the country, they're putting them before the safety of humans on roads. So.
And I think, of course, it's a good idea to look after our wildlife, but people are swerving onto the opposite side of the road to avoid the potholes.
Yeah, that's not clever. That's not good. Someone is going to get seriously hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, but I mean, you know, potholes do a terrible damage to the cars and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to put a piece of material car above a badger, obviously. But you know, the line has to be drawn somewhere. I think.
Quite literally, the badger probably doesn't want a car falling in above.
No, that's right. It's a bit of a.
It is going to get worse. It's not going to be good for them.
It is a bit of a tricky situation. There must be something we can do, move the badger out or something, or home it somewhere. Or
you would hope so. Well, even if not, maybe his disruption to the badger family may be worth it if you're stopping a potential crash. So.
Well, that's not good either. That's not good. Also, you mentioned to me, when we was having a pre-conversation chat, about a traveller in Knavestock Heath that is refusing to move.
Well, he's been there a while, yeah. and he's... He's not got permission for his settlement. It's just one settlement, though. No one else there. And he owns the land, but he's saying he'd rather go to prison than lose his home. And, maybe rightly so, maybe not so. But as some of his neighbours have said, you should abide by the law. And
yeah, quite
he's
right,
been trying to get permission. That if he can't get permission, he should go. So they're evicting him. Well, they'll be evicting him very soon, I think. So
has he just moved on to there illegally? Or is he in a home, or is he caravan?
He owns the land. And
He owns it?
Yes, he just doesn't have planning permission for the site. So... unfortunately, if you don't have planning permission, there's not much you can do about it.
No, there isn't really, to be honest with you. I mean, had that been me, the council would have been round and pulled my walls down by now, I think, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's a shame. It's difficult for travellers because, obviously, you know, they have offered him to be rehomed. I think it's council housing, isn't it?
Been offered alternative housing.
But, I mean, the whole point is that he's a traveller and he doesn't want to live that...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
...that life.
Yeah, he said he'd feel caged in if they moved into more bricks and mortar housing, as they put it. But then again, is he really travelling if he's staying in the same place?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of parts to that, aren't there, really? I mean, he may as well be in bricks and mortar housing if he's not moving anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think the travelling sort of world has changed in that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his neighbour, who is actually a parish councillor over that way, has actually said, you know, he's a lovely guy, but he welcomes a new tough stance being taken by the council and you know, looking to actually evict him, because if you don't follow the law, if you know, you're not really travelling if you're staying in the same place.
Yeah, and you, to be fair, you have to follow the law of the land.
Yeah.
You have to. No one's above the law. No one. Now, this is quite a tragic story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very shocking story. I mean, two people lost their lives in a plane crash over the weekend. Well, both of them will be sorely missed by people in the community up by the airfield in North Weald. Yeah, it's a sad and tragic story.
Is there any inquiry into what actually happened and how the
there's plane an crashed? Investigation underway, so we can't try and guess what happened, but either way, whatever happened, the loss of two lives, especially one bloke was Simon Chamberlain. He was 29 and he had a wife and a kid that he leaves behind, and we've had many tributes flooding in for both of them.
Okay, anybody losing their life is very, very tragic anyway, but in a plane crash in this day and age is... Because the chances of a plane crashing is very, 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 very slim.
Yeah, I mean, it's a light aircraft that's flown from North Weald for a while now, and it was just by chance that Mr. Chamberlain was on board. He was well-known around North Weald Airfield, and he was offered a flight, and he jumped at the chance, as most of us would, I would imagine, and unfortunately, it was... tragic consequences.
I mean, I've been in a light aircraft, and it is quite an experience, because we're all used to the big jumbos, and they're quite steady, but a light aircraft does get pushed around quite a bit by the wind.
Yeah, it's more of a roller coaster ride.
It is a bit roller coaster ride. So our condolences go out to all the friends and family. And the last thing that we're going to talk about this afternoon, which will be in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow, is the streetlights.
Yes, I'm sure all of you know now that the streetlights are going off between 12 and 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
But there are a few issues in Billericay, particularly on Laindon Road leading up to the Ivory Rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
People coming back on Friday, Saturday nights, late, maybe having had a few drinks, and they were really struggling to get back to the high street, trying to get to the taxi ranks. And it was the street pastors, the group of people that go out to try and help people at night in the area,
yeah,
that actually noticed there was a problem at first. And then the town council, it was Jules Patazzi actually, who's been helping them try and get something done about this. And thankfully, they're back on that stretch of road.
Really? So the council have actually turned the lights. Can we get them round my way?
I think a lot of people might be saying that.
can we get them round? I'll invite them round one night when the lights go out. Say, look, it's not good, is it? It's pitch black round here. You can't see any front of your face. So they've given in and put the lights on in that particular area.
They have, yeah. And the Ivory Rooms are delighted as well. I mean, I was speaking to the owner and he was saying it was utterly ridiculous, because a lot of people come out of the club at bar at the same time. You know, yeah, hundreds of people are pouring out.
Yeah, yeah.
Into a completely pitch black street. There are cars zooming up and down that road. People go far too fast.
Very dangerous, yeah.
They were trying to hail taxis, people who had a few drinks, going into the road, and they're completely, you know, visible.
But it was just a matter of time before something happened at that particular point.
Exactly,
bar,
yeah.
Oh, well, so they turned the lights back on there. Well, that's finishing on a little bit of happier news there. Lights going back on again.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.